Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Think the Winter Games in Sochi are over? Well, think again. The Winter Paralympic Games begin in the mountains above the Black Sea this Friday, without all that security, but with some boycotts and a lot of controversy.
Also, why do all the good hockey goalies now hail from Finland? And what can we look forward to with the opening of the Major League Soccer season?
Great questions. And joining us now to answer them, as he does most Wednesdays, to talk sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So, Bill, let's start off today with the upcoming Paralympic Games in Sochi. There have been many protests of the Russian occupation in Crimea, but only the United States and Britain, from a total of 45 participating nations, have canceled their official delegation to the Games. So what's going on here?
You're asking me about politics.
I know. This was supposed to be a sports
segment. What an exciting
opportunity.
I suppose the U.S. and Great Britain are making a statement by keeping their delegations home. Nobody has suggested that the athletes should stay home, to my knowledge. I'm sure somebody has, but I haven't seen it. And there's certainly nothing official along that line. So the official statement from the Paralympic spokesperson is, we don't want global politics to overshadow what we hope will be a fantastic sporting event. We're happy to leave politics to the politicians. Which is a bit naive. I mean, anybody who feels that the Olympics could ever be free from politics hasn't really been paying attention.
Right, for the past century or so. But tell us, the Paralympic Games began in 1948 by a group of wounded British war veterans. How big are they these days?
Well, they're certainly big for the people who participate. And over the years, when we've done stories on Only a Game and interviewed Paralympic athletes, kind of dramatically, sled hockey players, guys who play hockey on sleds and have arms and shoulders that you wouldn't believe, and who beat the heck out of Gary Wallach and me when we tried to play with them one day. They take it extremely seriously, and the competition is fierce, and so it's a huge deal for them and for that community, and what they accomplish is quite extraordinary.
Absolutely.
Bill, let's move on to hockey and the dominance of one particular country in churning out the men and the women who defend the goal. The Finns, we've learned recently, make spectacular goaltenders. Look no further than the Bruins' own Tuukka Rask. And how they've come to dominate that position is the subject of a great article in the current issue of the Atlantic magazine, which focuses on the legendary Finnish goalie Upi Ulonen.
You
think I'm pronouncing it.
If you'd stopped with Upi, you probably would have gotten away with it.
Right? Did you hear the umlaut there? That was good.
It's a great read. I know you've read through it. Tell us about it.
Well, there's some extraordinary things that become evident in that article. One is that Finland had what is referred to as no proper hockey rink until 1965. Mm. They were playing pond hockey until they finally got an indoor rink in 1965. And then the other statistic that jumped out at me was that at one point in a recent survey, 1/6 of the goalies in the National Hockey League were from Finland.
Yeah.
So your initial remarks were in no way exaggerated. I don't know how anybody can explain this except that obviously what happens is some number of people succeed magnificently at this, and that inspires some other number of young kids to say, I guess it wouldn't be too bad to stand in there and have people taking point-blank slap shots at me after all. Well, so they try to aspire to the NHL, and a certain number of them make it.
Well, it's quite a story and quite a profile of this guy, Upi.
Yes, indeed, who's in his 70s now.
Yeah, he's in his 70s. He's still training goalies, mm-hmm. and the fact that Finland is churning out goalies means that Canada, or comes at the expense of Canada, which used to churn out the goalies,
yes,
but no
longer.
Yes, so
you have to be very, very careful when you say things like that, because we do have listeners who are Canadian.
We do have Canadian listeners,
And for whom hockey is pretty important.
Yeah, okay. Well,
how's that for understatement?
I didn't. I say it without any judgment at all. But the Atlantic calls goaltending an extreme sport within an extreme sport. Mm-hmm. So what's the secret of good goaltending?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're standing there, heavily padded, thank goodness, but still at the mercy of these guys firing pucks at you at 120 miles an hour or whatever. Now somebody will call and correct that, but whatever, however fast
miles an hour,
the puck comes. And when you're not cringing at those shots, you're screaming at your defenseman to get out of the way so you can have at least some opportunity to see the shot as it's coming towards you. It is an extraordinarily difficult and challenging position. And there is one theory evident in this article that only people who are gloomy make good goaltenders because it just fits in with their, with their basic frame of mind.
Well, Bill, if we can move on, but before we do, I just want to make an announcement that I am not going to read what's on the script in front of me because it said I'm supposed to say the price for having you on the show is that occasionally we have to talk about soccer.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's not a price. That's fantastic. So tell us about Major League Soccer, which opens this weekend.
Well, it does. And it's great. And the only kind of downside of Major League Soccer this time around is, of course, the World Cup comes right in the middle of the season, so we will see some of the better players in Major League Soccer depart
down
to play
in Rio
for their various national sides at the big show in Brazil. But there are lots of things that'll be very interesting to see. One thing that's interesting is Clint Dempsey playing for the Seattle Sounders did not really live up to expectations when he joined them midseason last year and has been kind of bouncing around and playing in the Premiership again. It'll be very interesting to see what kind of performance he can put on.
All right, that's Bill Littlefield. He's host of NPR's Only a Game. It airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. Again at 7 p.m. Joins us most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.